beyond clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about being a fixer-upper. Are you always trying to fix something, even if it isn't broke? Do you feel it's your job to smooth everything over and make it all right? Would you like to have peace of mind instead of feeling you need to remedy everyone and everything? Learn how to release the need of being a fixer-upper as we begin our month focusing on the holidays.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Hey everyone, happy November. I cannot believe that this year is almost over. A couple of house cleaning items before we get going on today's episode. My online holiday workshop begins Thursday, November 8th. So if you're looking for a little support, it's a great way to de-stress, get organized, and clear your clutter. You can come on over and join us. And if you don't need that support but are really stressed out, consider checking out my class on the holidays. I have decided to take a break like I did in July. This makes the most sense for me, and the more I thought about it, I had first chosen July because a lot of people, it's really hot, take the time off. Most people have a vacation then. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do the same thing with the holidays. I've got a lot going on. I love doing this podcast, but having a mental and physical break from all this, because it's a lot of work, really has served me well. So we're just going to have a half a month. I'm going to take another 6 weeks off. Don't worry, I'll be back in January. And by the end of this month, or by midway through, we'll have over 260 episodes. Don't forget to check out October, but mainly November and December and years past, because they all have a holiday focused, or if you look in those months, if you need some extra support, they are there. You can watch, you can download, whatever's easiest for you, but I believe we're in good shape having you covered. One of my favorite episodes or shows on HGTV, and we don't get HGTV, and that's a motivation to get me to the gym because I love Fixer Upper. I'm like, okay, I can work out, but I can look at all these people having their houses redone. And if you are someone that does fixer-uppers or a show, we nominate ourselves. We had a house in the cul-de-sac, actually, and I don't know if it ever aired. It's on my to-do list. I should try to find that out, but it was on Love It or List It. And anyway, I like our home. I'm not going to do much more because we're moving, but I love those shows and really get a kick. And I really like the people Fixer Upper. And I was thinking about episodes to do for this month. I'm like, ah, perfect name. And this actually wasn't originally planned in November, but I was taking my husband to the airport, and I love my husband. But he inspired today's episode. And so I'm taking him to the airport. He's going to Texas to visit his brother, Paul. And I say, okay, I'm going to, you know, pick you up at the airport, honey, when you come in Tuesday about 6. And he's like, what? I come in Tuesday evening. I don't come in the afternoon and go to work. And he works a swing shift. So he works 3 to 11. And I said, no. And my mind started to go, what is it I have to fix? What is it I have to do? What do I have to call work? What are we doing? And, you know, and then I just took a deep breath. And I said, you're a grown man. You'll figure it out, because I had gone in that mode. How do I fix this? How do I make it better? And he made a mistake. And I was said to him, you know, what are you thinking? We've all said that to ourselves or our children, maybe not our parents or grandparents, but a friend. What were you thinking? And they weren't thinking. And so I had to take a big step back and not worry about it and not try to change it, not fix it, not make it better, because that wasn't my job. It wasn't my responsibility. I want to be clear. If my husband said, hey, I need your support with this, can you help me? I would be like, sure, of course. What do you need? But it was a bigger issue of owning my life, owning that I can't fix everything, and that's ultimately not my responsibility. And so that was the main reason for doing this episode. And at first I was like, fixer-upper, you know, should we really do this in November? Do I need something that concentrates on the holidays more? And then I remembered a conversation I had with someone. I do interviews on other podcasts, but I also get requests for written interviews, for, you know, for example, for a blog or magazine article or whatever. And a few years ago, someone was interviewing me about life coaching and talking about getting through the holidays and not stressing out over it. And I don't remember what, I remember the conversation. I'm like, you know, if the pumpkin pie gets burnt, it's okay. And she had sincerely asked me this, and it wasn't someone being sarcastic or trying to be funny. And she's like, is it okay if, you know, the stuffing get burnt or the pumpkin pie? I'm like, of course it is. And so talking like, how would you handle that situation? And so I thought, well, yeah, I mean, that happens during the holidays. We try to fix people and change and all that. So this ended up, I'm like, okay, this is good to go. This is a topic we're going to do for the holidays. Why do we try and fix things? There always are reasons behind when we do something. We don't do something unless we get some perceived benefit from it. And I just have to do a little side note here about awareness, because I used to be a big fixer-upper. And in my mind, I was doing it from a place of good, from a place of wanting to help, not support. And I'm going to do an episode about our word choice sometime next year. I felt I was coming from a good space. And I think most times people are coming from a good space. But if you dig a little deeper on that, you know, is it needing to be needed? What's going on here that they always aren't from the most healthy place? So again, remember, a lot of times people have good intentions. If there's not a lot of self-awareness there, they just might not know. So I just say that, keep that in mind for yourself. Be kind as you bring more awareness to your life as well as for others. So why do we, you know, when we're doing this, why? Uncertainty. We may try and fix something because on the other side is the unknown. We are more fearful of what we don't know than what we do. And I'm sure we've all know someone or experienced this in our life and say, you know, why do you stay in that relationship when it's not healthy? Well, it's known, it's comfortable. Many of us, that's a comfort zone for us. And so the thought of getting out there and taking that risk outweighs any pain that we might be having. So don't underestimate the power of comfort over uncertainty. Control! We may try and remedy a situation because we like to be in control. Raising my hand here. Still working on it, people. This is an illusion. We can only control ourselves and how we feel, how we think, how we're acting, and how we're responding. Why do you need to control something or someone? Usually fear behind that. In general, I believe we are either coming from love or fear. All other emotions can be boiled down to this. Why are you trying to control the situation? Not really about fixing, it's about controlling. We might believe we're sparing others pain. We have this false belief that if we fix something, we can spare others from having bad feelings, from experiencing something painful. I've talked about before being the peacemaker in my family. Now, my family's not crazy. I don't want to give the impression that it's Hatfields and McCoys and all the smoothing over needs to happen. It was more about my comfort level if things weren't. And I'm very aware of energy and what people are feeling, and I'm more sensitive to that than others. So when I used to do this, it was also a way to calm me down, I believe. The reality is I can't prevent people from being upset with one another and causing each other pain, and I can't change that. You might be in a situation that's a little more deeper where you try and doctor a situation because you don't want, for example, someone finding out something. Covering up someone's abuse of alcohol, for example, you might not want a child to see that. The reality is they probably sense something that is going on. Feeling responsible. We can get an unrealistic sense of what we're responsible for. I did an episode about this last month. If you need to listen to that, watch it again, because it was a learning curve for me. I was taking on responsibility for a few different people, and it wasn't mine. I'm responsible for my own life and no one else's. You're responsible for you and you only. If we also feel guilty about something, we may try and fix it to ease our guilt. Think about that for a moment. Is there something that you try to fix it because maybe you didn't do something and you feel guilt and you're like, oh my gosh, I'll try to make this better. We also falsely believe we have the power to make it all better. We may think that we have the ability to fix and provide a solution. That's our ego talking. 100% ego. When we do this, we're saying we don't trust in the other person to take care of themselves or that they might have the ability to solve the problem. That's selling someone else short. It might seem like it's something good on the surface, but in the long run, it really isn't. And I'm working on a book now, and just about an hour ago, I was writing, we underestimate our ability. We really do. I think a lot of times we sell ourselves short and can handle and do a lot more than we give ourselves credit for. Are you overwhelmed each holiday season? Do you try and stay organized but can't keep up with it all? Would you like to reduce your stress during the holidays instead of having it grow? My proven coaching, training, decluttering and organizing tips can get you where you need to be quickly. Don't get stressed out during the holidays. Now is the time to prepare. Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We may think we're better than others or that we know what is best for others. Again, totally coming from the ego. I say this a lot, and I know I always say it with a client. You know what is best for you. When I work with someone, I don't know what's best for them. I can support them, make suggestions, but I view one of my jobs as teasing out from their soul what is going to best support you. I don't know what's best, and I never ever assume that. I work with people on supporting them to find the answers for them. Ultimately, you're the captain of your ship, and you must chart your course. And so if you find yourself thinking that you know what the best solution is, I encourage you to take a step back from that and empower the other person to chart their own destiny. You also may be projecting your fears onto someone else. Have you ever done that? Have you projected your fears onto others? I was just having a conversation with a potential client, and she is looking to sell her home. And one of her children moved out and said, oh my gosh, what if you sell your home and you won't be able to pay your rent and you won't be able to pay your utilities? Well, the child had just moved out. And it was really apparent in this conversation that it was her child that had the fears and was projecting them onto the mom. Have you had others project their stuff onto you? Whether you're projecting or being projected on, it's not fun. If you are uncertain, you may be trying to shield your feelings and do this by fixing the situation. How do we stop fixing? It's exhausting trying to fix everything, whether or not you're aware of that. You may not realize how much energy you are committing to that. Sometimes you may be making it worse for others. I had to draw a really strong boundary with a client. She was becoming dependent on me to fix her and to give her the answer and to tell her what to do next. Wasn't my job. She was disempowering herself by asking me to make it all better. I needed her to take ownership of her life. Breathe. I'm a huge fan of this. When my husband forgot to get the time off, the day off, coming back from Texas, my mind started to go into fix-it mode. I simply started to breathe that allowed me to take a step back. It brought me more present, and it allowed me to say, I trust you, you're a grown man, you'll handle your business. Learn about another's perspective. Sometimes we get stuck thinking we need to fix something because we view it as wrong. The other person might not see the situation as wrong or in need of repair. Have an open line of communication. You know, my husband wasn't that stressed out about missing a day of work. He said, you know what, I'll figure it out. Guess what? It worked itself out and he's still employed. The Einstein, in quote, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Have you fallen into this rut? This sometimes happens when, for example, people might enable someone that has a bad habit. They say they'll change or they're going to stop the behavior somehow, and then it doesn't happen, and instead of setting a boundary, there's no consequence. One of my life goals currently is reading Sue Grafton's Alphabet Mystery series with Kinsey Millhone, and I am on letter Q. So I'm in the home stretch of reading all those mysteries, and they take place in the 80s. I really like them because it's old-fashioned detective work. And in one that I read a couple books ago, the brothers complained that the father would always lay down the law with the child and then never go through with it, and the child continued to be the wild child and have bad behavior. So examining that, are you setting rules and then no change happens, and then you're kind of caught up in this vicious cycle? So you're going to want to look for new changes or solutions if you're doing the same thing and it's not changing. Ask questions instead of assuming, and we now all know what assume means. Ask how the person would like to get support. What you might see as supportive or helpful, they see as meddling. Share the ways you like to be supported as well when you feel like someone is trying to fix you and you don't like it. You may believe that you're protecting someone from life's disappointment, and it might seem like a good idea at the time. I knew someone that I had gone to high school with, and when they went to college, they pledged a sorority, and I don't know if it was a couple times. Anyway, they didn't get, not listed, whatever, they didn't get accepted into the sorority, and they had a complete meltdown, and the mother had to come, and the boyfriend had to come. And if you've had disappointments throughout your life, then if something like that happens, yeah, it's not fun and it may be unpleasant, but you don't go into meltdown mode. So if you try to stop and fix it now, you could be harming someone more in the long run. You can't protect anyone from life's disappointment, and there might be important lessons in there for them to learn. So remove the view that you are protecting someone, because you most likely aren't. Change your perspective. Not allowing others to learn lessons or make mistakes doesn't help them. Just like I mentioned a moment ago, if you try to protect someone from being disappointed, it does them more harm usually in the long run than not. We all came here to grow and experience life. Instead of seeing yourself as supporting or protecting them from someone or something, see that you may be hindering their growth and learning. More often than not, I mentioned this earlier, we're more capable than we think. Other people are, as well as ourselves. Whatever you have to do, say a little prayer, send a little love, and trust they will handle or learn the lesson. Understand you can't make anyone happy. Happiness is an inside job. By trying to fix something, it doesn't necessarily mean it will result in someone being happy. What people choose to think, do, say, and act is totally up to them. When I figured this out, I finally met my husband. And I also believe it helps our marriage, because I don't burden him with an unrealistic expectation that he has to make me happy. So your fixing and meddling might not result in happiness. You can't save anyone. Not your place or job. I remember once when I was working my last job, I was a director of development before starting my own business, and we had a grant, and it was to get people healthier. And I said to the person who was running it, my job was writing the grants, writing reports, and they implemented the program. And I said, we can try, we can't force people to lose weight. We can't force people to eat better. And I was like, yeah, but if we don't have the results, we don't get the grant, we don't have the funding. And I said, you know, sometimes you have to let people fall down in order for them to reach a point where it gets so bad, like, oh, maybe I've had a heart attack or maybe I'm in a wheelchair. But sometimes that's what it takes for people to have a wake-up call. If you are someone that believes it's your job to fix and save, I encourage you to rethink that. Get out of that perspective. Be like, they have people have their own lives to live. I can send them love from far away, but it's not my job to change or do that. Listen, but don't offer advice. I love this solution because if you're always wanting to fix and change, this is a way that you can still support someone. And most of us appreciate being listened to. But here's the key. Instead of automatically offering a solution, simply tune in. Listen. So many times we aren't good listeners. Practice active listenings. Don't make suggestions. If you feel an appropriate time for a question, you might want to just let them get everything out. And you could say, would you like to hear my thoughts? If they say no, respect that. Or ask for clarification or ask questions. You know, I know that if I have a sounding board and someone just listens to me or if they ask a question or two, I know sometimes I can unravel that thought that I have and I'm trying to find a solution. I'm trying to fix it for myself. But talking to someone helps me. It supports me. Because, oh, yeah, as I talk it through, ooh, this potential solution is coming to me. I have to share that I was reminded of the power of listening because I have a friend going through a really bitter custody battle. It's gaslighting its finest. She was telling me all this and I couldn't believe it. It was really, I'm grateful I'm not going through that. And if you are someone who's going through gaslighting, I encourage you to get support so you don't think that you're going crazy. And so I posted looking for support for her in my women's group on Facebook. Does anyone have any suggestions or resources? And one woman said, you know what? You're listening to her. And don't underestimate the power of that. And I was. I was allowing her to unburden herself. I couldn't change her ex. I couldn't change what the system was doing. But I could listen to the pain she was in. So again, this is a way of listening that you can support them without having to have that automatically, I got to change it, I got to do, I got to take action. Simply listen. One of the few times I'll tell you not to take action. Put the energy into fixing yourself. Fix your upper yourself. Probably the best solution out of anything that I have said in today's episode. We all have ways we can improve. Bring your focus back on yourself and put your time and talents and effort there. You know, again, as I look through my life and look back on it, and I used to be a fixer-upper big time, and that would allow me to distract from having to take a deeper look at myself. Again, I can't be angry. That was who I was at that point. That's all I knew. And as Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. So there were lessons that I had to learn. But now that I'm aware of that, and okay, that's not my job. I'm really aware of my responsibilities and what I need to own. So be gentle with yourself if you've been a fixer-upper and turn that awesome energy and solution solving back on yourself. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge who you try to fix. Be aware when you're attempting to fix a situation. Practice self-reflection and why you feel the need to fix. Become present. Are there any fears you can address? create a plan to stop fixing situations, events, and others. Put your amazing energy into improving your own life. On next month's bonus episode, we're talking about trigger finger. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.